or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. At least 12 people have been injured after masked gunmen indiscriminately opened fire at a pub in Toronto, Canada. Paul McIntyre is the police superintendent.
It was a brazen and reckless act of violence that's really shaken our community and the city itself. Myself and the other officers that watched the video, we were horrified by it.
Police say they are looking for three male suspects. One of them appeared to have an assault rifle. The other two had handguns. Russia has launched a massive air and drone attack against Ukraine. The BBC's James Waterhouse reports from Kyiv.
It was a night where we saw widespread Russian drone attacks, as Ukraine often does see. It's an eastern town called Dobropilia, where residential buildings were struck by several drones. At least 12 people have been killed.
President Trump has called the ongoing drone and missile attacks unacceptable. This is the first time he has spoken critically of Russia since it invaded Ukraine more than 3 years ago. The president says he's strongly considering sanctions and tariffs against Russia to push the Kremlin closer to a peace deal with Ukraine.
In terms of getting a final settlement, it may be easier dealing with Russia, which is surprising because they have all the cards.
Ukraine officials will be discussing a peace plan next week in Saudi Arabia. The president has established a U.S. strategic cryptocurrency reserve. CBS's Lindsay Reiser says it's Bitcoin, worth $17 billion.
The Bitcoin's value has fluctuated over the years. It reached an all-time high of $109,000 in late January. It's currently valued at about $86,000. An Emerson College poll from December found 19% of U.S. voters said they had traded, invested, or used cryptocurrencies. The survey also found men were twice as likely to use crypto than women.
The opening deposit was seized from court proceedings. New Mexico's top health officials say actor Gene Hackman died from heart disease and advanced Alzheimer's, while his wife died a week earlier from the rare hantavirus.
They say he died from advanced heart disease with complications related to advanced Alzheimer's disease. And exactly what transpired during that tragic week, we may never know.
CBS's Carter Evans says their bodies were discovered on February 26th. Here's a feel-good story. A doorbell camera can reveal criminal behavior, but it can also reveal good behavior.
This showed up on a Stockton, California doorbell camera. A boy admits a soccer ball he was playing with hit the truck parked out front.
Like where you get out and where the foot thing is?
Yeah, the ball hit right there.
His apology has gone viral.
And I just want to apologize for that. I don't know if anybody's home, but I just want to apologize for that. What?
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about going fast. Don't blink, you might miss it. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a slight chance of snow, then partly sunny and breezy. Highs in the low 40s, clear tonight, 23. Sunshine and breezy for Sunday with a high near 51. Gorgeous Monday, sunshine with highs in the upper 50s. 46 Tuesday.
Right now, it's 15.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, if America alienates its allies, how will that affect us here in Wisconsin? Retired Major General Randy Manner joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. And by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, March 28th through 30th at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. OpenSeasonSportsman'sExpo.com. I'm Dan Small. Today we talk turkeys with experts Jeff Buds and Art Helen, and we'll look at conservation efforts in Wisconsin. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named best personal injury law firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Huppy and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit huppy.com. And all 11 offices of Huppy and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm joins me from Oklahoma this week. Man, you get around. You were in Michigan last weekend, right?
Yeah, spent about 8 hours at home in between Michigan and Oklahoma.
Okay. Now, Michigan was for the tryouts for next year's USA ice fishing team going to the World Championship in Sweden. How did that work out?
Correct. Yeah, so I finished seventh. That's a new feeling, Dan. I have never tried out for the team and not finished in the angler top five position. Seventh is, it's a bit of a disappointment, especially the way it all worked out. I had a solid fifth place finish going into the final heat and took a 13th out of 14th place in that final heat. And it was a situation where, because we're relegated to a zone, we can't leave that zone. There was a couple spots that had fish and most of the rest of the zone really didn't. So if you didn't get in on these spots fast enough, you were not going to catch fish. It was a bit of a disappointment overall, but you know what? I'm still so proud to be a part of that team. The guys that will represent the U.S. and Sweden will do a fine job, and I'll be happy to be alongside of them as a spotter or support or however the team would need me.
All right. Well, we'll, of course, follow that action next year. And now you're in Oklahoma. What are you doing?
Yeah, so we come down to Oklahoma every year to prepare our tournament equipment for the upcoming season, which, believe it or not, Dan, I've got an event to run here this weekend in southern Oklahoma, northern Texas, Lake Texoma down here. We've got a bass event that we're going to run, and then we're going to head north with the trailer. And Spring Valley, Illinois, Masters Walleye Circuit, first event of the season, is only a couple of weeks away here at this point. And so we're ready to go. I mean, we're getting ready to go.
Yeah, all right. Well, we will catch up with you next week when you're back in Wisconsin, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And this weekend, of course, I'm at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show at State Fair Park all weekend with Wisconsin Turkey Commander Lauren Voss, volunteers from the Southeast Wisconsin TU chapter helping guests tie flies, and the Laser Shooting Gallery staffed by volunteer hunter education instructors. All of that action is free in our booth. And in September, I'm hosting another trip to Ballard's Black Island Resort in Canada on Lake of the Woods. September 12th through the 16th, we'll be doing it. We can handle 20 people in all. So if you're interested, visit blackisland.com, pull down the trips tab, and look for my name, blackisland.com. Well, coming up, Art Helen previews his turkey hunting seminar at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, March 28th through 30th at Kalahari Resort in the Dells. Natural Resources Foundation Executive Director David Clutter tells us how we can contribute to natural resources conservation work when we buy our new license for the year. And turkey guru Jeff Buds invites us to enter his do-it-yourself More Turkeys Turkey Hunting Competition. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Hey friends, Mark Zona, host of Zona's Awesome Fishing Show. Mark it on your calendar. The 2025 Milwaukee Sports Show in West Allis at State Fair Park, March 7th through the 9th. Gonna have the Trout Pond, Lumberjack Shows, the Hog Trough presented by Mercury Marine. Everything hunting, fishing, the outdoors, bring the whole family. State Fair Park in West Allis for the 84th Milwaukee Sports Show. See you there.
Get ready for the season at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 28th to 30th. You'll find all the hunting products and top-notch gear at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Bushlight Trophy Deer Contest and learn from our industry experts. Even trick shooting with Byron Ferguson. Plus, see Twiggy the Water Skiing's Squirrel perform live. Get your discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Prices increase March 27th. Be sure to check out Tecticam, official cell cam of the Expo.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Wisconsin's hunting and fishing license season ends at the end of March, and so many of us are purchasing new licenses right now. And when you purchase a license or renew a boat or recreational vehicle registration, you can do that online or in person. You've also got the option of making a donation to the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund. And we've had this conversation now for the last several years. And joining us again to talk about this fund and why it's important and how it works is David Clutter. He's the executive director of the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin, and their website is wisconservation.org/cherish. That's how you find out about the Cherish Fund. Well, Dave, thanks for joining us. Welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yeah, well, thank you, Dan, for having me again. Appreciate it.
You're quite welcome, and we have this conversation about this time every year. But for people who haven't heard it in the past, what is the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund?
Well, it's an important tool for conservation. Let's start by saying that. The Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund is a legislated endowment, and an endowment is a corpus of revenue that sits there, it's invested, it has investment gains each year, and from those investment gains, we make distributions out to the Department of Natural Resources for public land management. That's what it is in its very simplest sense.
Okay. And how does it work? It's an endowment, so it's growing, I guess, and you don't touch the principal, I presume, right?
That's right. Yeah. And this fund was established in 2013. So it was actually an act of the legislature. This was kind of a unique one where our executive director at the time, Charlie Luthen, had worked with DNR leadership and approached the legislature about establishing a permanent fund for land management for public lands. And so this fund was established at that time. We do have about 130 other funds that we hold for conservation and environmental education throughout the state. But this fund, you know, has been growing steadily since that time. The corpus sits there. It's invested with TIAA. It grows each year. Currently, the fund is sitting close to $3 million. So when I started back here at the foundation as executive director about 5.5 years ago, the fund was at about $1 million. So, you know, in 5 years' time, it's grown by $2 million, and that's primarily via donations through the Go Wild system. We make a distribution each year off the gains of that fund, and it's a 4.75% distribution. Those dollars then go into, like I said, public land management, and maybe we can talk a little bit more about that process. That's, in essence, how the fund was established, its purpose, and how it works generally.
And people can donate, as I mentioned at the outset, when they buy a license. And if you're doing it online, I think it's the last page that pops up after you've selected the permits that you're buying. Do you want to make a donation? And you can donate at any level from $2 on up, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, so when I buy my licenses, it's right when you check out. There is a box through the Go Wild system that allows you to donate to the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoor Fund. It starts at $2. 99% of our gifts come through the Go Wild system, but anybody can make a gift to Cherish. We've had folks that have given $1,000 gifts to Cherish. That would be considered kind of the non-legislated gift, if you will. As this fund grows, you know, we're going to be able to put more and more money on the ground for public land management. Boy, is it sorely needed.
Yeah, and let's get into that sorely needed issue, because I'm sure you've heard this. People have asked me, well, why should I do this? I buy a license. The state owns this land. The state manages the land, right? Well, yes and no.
Yes and no. That's right. I mean, the state does have that responsibility. You know, something I heard recently, I think, you know, over the past 30 years, I think the agency has lost nearly 500 staff members.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that, you know, happens when it comes to land management, right? I would say, too, just to give a little background on kind of our relationship with the DNR, you know, the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin was established as a friends group to the DNR back in 1986 to help raise money for public land management. Why would people want to do this? Well, many of our state natural areas, wildlife areas, and other public lands, we have agency partners that are writing grants to try to get funding, you know, so they can put fire on the ground, or so they can manage invasive species, or so they can improve habitat for wildlife. And we do get, you know, a nice allocation from Pittman Robertson, but even those dollars are shrinking. And there are also some threats. You know, there have been some legislative moves at the national level to, you know, undermine Pittman Robertson as a primary focus for public land management around the country. So this is just one of many tools that are being used right now to manage our public lands. But, you know, you've heard it for years. I've heard it for years. You know, we have this state land, but we're not managing it. And this is one tool that's trying to achieve that. I would mention, too, that in the governor's budget this year, we were excited to see that a restoration and management component in the proposed Knowles-Nelson stewardship program has been integrated into the governor's budget. It's about $5 million. It's still, you know, a relatively small amount, but I tell you, compared to what we're able to raise today and put on the ground in terms of land management, that'll be a nice shot in the arm.
Well, cool. So let's talk about how...
Assuming it's passed.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about how the fund works. You manage the fund and you distribute just under 5% per year of your endowment, and you select projects. How does that happen?
Well, yes, the money is all managed by TIAA. They're our investment manager. We're generally shooting for, with all our investments, you know, roughly 7% per year in growth. So we can make those distributions. We take a small fee, and then the rest of the gains are put back into the fund to keep up with inflation. So generally, that's the flow on the money side. In terms of the decision-making process as to where those dollars go, that's a pretty cool process because, you know, as it is right now, we, mean, you know, NRF and DNR, had put together a committee which is made up of, you know, Hunters and Anglers, Ducks Unlimited, Pheasants Forever, Whitetails Unlimited, a bunch of good conservation partners that have been very active in managing lands over the years. And the DNR will bring a whole suite of different projects to the table. And then the stakeholder group will essentially rank those projects from top to bottom. And then the DNR, given the allocation that we're able to give, will fund as many projects as they possibly can. So that's, you know, kind of the flow of that process.
Well, let's look at a couple of projects that were funded this past year, 2024, about $80,000 worth.
Yeah, that's right. And as we move through time, these distributions are going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, which is pretty exciting. You know, this past year, we funded projects at the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest in Vilas County. That was about 15,000. Lodi Marsh Wildlife Area, High Cliff State Park, Sauk Prairie State Recreation Area, and Spread Eagle Barren State Natural Area. Those projects ranged from, you know, 8,000 on the low side to about 25,000. It's real money, and it has a real impact.
It certainly is, and we've got to wrap this up here. So final thoughts or pitch to listeners? There's only about a small percentage of people who actually contribute through the Go Wild account, but if you could bump that up by a point or two, you could really bring in some money, couldn't you?
Well, that's exactly right. Like I said, over the past 5 years, you know, we've had about $2 million, and that, you know, that ranges from 1% giving to, you know, say 5% in general. Imagine if we could get 10% giving or 20% giving. And we're talking about, you know, $2 gifts, $5 gifts, right?
Yeah.
These are like, you know, upping your charge at Cabela's or something like that.
Sure.
It all adds up. And with 1.5 million hunters, fishers plus out there, you all can have a big impact on public land management. And just wanted to thank those who have made contributions to the program in the past.
Well, and I thank you for coming on again at this pivotal time when people are buying new licenses to remind us that there's an easy way to contribute to conservation. So thank you so much, and we will keep tabs on how things are going, and we'll talk to you again.
Excellent. Thank you, Dan.
You're quite welcome, Dave. David Clutter is the executive director of the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. Again, to learn more about everything we talked about here and to learn how you can contribute, go to wisconservation.org/cherish. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Huntworth Gear is performance camel wear at a price you can afford. You can find it at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers and online at huntworthgear.com. And joining us once again to talk turkeys is Huntworth Pro Staffer Jeff Buds. He's a guide, a writer, and he's got more than he's going on 40 years experience now hunting all over the world. He's killed more than 500 wild turkeys himself, more than 100 grand slams, more than any other hunter in history. He's a Huntworth Pro Staffer. His website is tagitworldwide.com, and he's got links there to his Facebook and Instagram accounts. He's a regular guest on our show, but it's been a few months since we've talked to him. Jeff Buds, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. It is early March, and here in Wisconsin, I'm recording this in the middle of the week, and I just drove 150 miles through a snowstorm. But you don't have snow down there in Florida, and you're hunting already, aren't you?
I am. We actually tipped over three big Osceola Toms today.
My goodness. Okay, and that was a youth hunt?
No, adults. Youth started on February 22nd. I was out with my 6.5-year-old son. And anyway, now it's time to get after the big kids and make some money, you know?
Okay. And your son got one.
He did. It was just like you had hoped. He's quite spoiled to have done it. Gobbling, strutting, went right into the decoys. 25-yard shot. It's just amazing. That's what we all strive for, you know?
Absolutely.
Just that perfect hunt.
Absolutely. What was he shooting? What kind of a gun?
20-gauge Weatherby TSS Burris red dot scope, Carlson choke.
Good. 20-gauge, light enough for even a 6.5-year-old. So how did he handle the whole thing?
He did amazing. So I had it in a big bog pod and I holding on to it. So it honestly, it doesn't kick. And he shot a big rifle for deer as well. We've got a big lease and shooting axis deer. And he did that as well. And he's been practicing with a bunch of the 410, but when it came right to it and I asked him, did you feel anything? You know, when you get that adrenaline going, you don't feel a thing, but when you miss, you feel everything, you know?
Yeah, we all know that difference for sure. Now, you're hunting Osceolas now, and you're going to be hunting the next few weeks, I would suppose. When does your eastern season start?
I have a lease up in North Florida by Tallahassee, and that opens for youth this Saturday, the 8th, so I'll go up there with him so he can try for an Eastern, and then we go out west. You know, I guide out there, so Mom will bring him out over Mother's Day weekend in May 11th, and he'll go for a Merriam and a Rio. So to be 6.5 and have got 4 birds in the Grand Slam, someday way down the road, he'll realize how unbelievable that is. But, you know, I shot a scrawny little Jake when I was 23 years old, and I thought I could conquer the world. I died and gone to heaven. He was gobbling, and I mean, I still remember it.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway.
We all remember our first bird. I guarantee you that. I certainly do.
How old were you?
I was in my 40s.
Yeah.
But I hunted when it was allowed here, and then 3 or 4 years after the season opened for the first time, I hunted with a guide, Lenny Heiss, who has moved to Florida. I don't know if you've ever encountered him, but I should put you guys in touch with each other.
Yeah, I'd love to.
We had a great hunt. He called in this bird. We talked to it for a long, long time. I was along a hedge that had a gate, and the gate was open, and I was sneaking toward the gate, and then we heard the bird gobbling closer, and the bird was on the other side of the fence. And you know, they don't want to cross fences. Well, he walked through that gate, and I dropped him at about 15 paces, and it was unbelievable. It was a double beard, mature tom. But that was my hunt many years ago. Now, your hunts are going on now. And before we get to your competition, because I know we want to talk about that, are Osceolas harder to hunt than Easterns, or what's the difference?
No. So there's different Easterns. I hunted some Easterns in Kansas before they went to a draw system, and I had some outside of just east. Literally, you could have shot a rifle bullet over in Missouri, and they were nothing like the southeast, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, Mississippi. If you're hunting those birds, and I'm not taking anything against Wisconsin Easterns, but those southeastern birds, and I don't know, I've never had anybody nail down. I don't know if those rednecks are just hunting them year round, but those birds, when you tell me you're consistently taking southeastern Easterns, because I've hunted, of course, every state, and there's nothing like an Eastern. So I tell everybody, on a scale from 1 to 10, being hardest is a 10, easiest is a 0, a Merriam is probably a 1.5, a Rio is a 2.5, an Osceola is a 5, and an Eastern is a 12. And
okay.
They just know right off the bat. It's like cats know they don't have to obey.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just certain things. They just know. If they gobble at you, you know, a Rio or a Merriam, heck, you show a Merriam a fan from a mile away, and he won't stop running until he gets to you.
Yeah.
Eastern, he just knows, don't gobble anymore. You don't have to gobble. Don't gobble at all. Sneak in around them. If they gobble again, it's another 200 yards away, and they are definitely frustrating. So if you're making a living and consistently knocking those over, my hat's off to you.
That's one of the reasons we keep hunting them, because they are so challenging. And speaking of hunting, now you have a competition going on. Tell us about it.
I do. Thanks for asking. It's called More Turkeys, M-O-R-E, Merriam, Osceola, Rio, Eastern. You know, I've hunted in these competitions. I won one last year, this Florida-Georgia Invitational. I've been to all of these, and I hear sort of the same, not gripes, but the same concerns or the same limiting factors. And guys maybe can't spend money, maybe can't travel, a lot of certain things. Or they get to an area, and they're given a piece of property, and there might not be any birds on it. So the logistics is just out of control. I call myself a do-it-yourselfer. I mean, that's what I write on, public property and doing all this. So I wanted to do something so everybody could get in on it. It's a do-it-yourself hunt, and I want you to take your bird. Directions or instructions are on the website, moreturkeys.com. As you click on the challenge link, it'll tell you you have to take a video of a floppy bird. Everybody knows what a loose, limber bird looks like, of the surroundings of your face and of the beard and the spurs right away. That's a 15-second video. In fact, we did it with one of the birds today just to have a fresh clip. And then you do a screenshot. And I did a screenshot. All it shows is South Florida. You can see the Atlantic. You can see the Gulf of America. So you just see a blue dot to show where you are geographically.
Uh-huh.
Then you go back and you take some close-ups of the beard, pictures of the beard and picture of the spurs. You submit it to, I take a step back, to enter, you go there, you pay, it's $350 for a chance to enter a bird. There's 200 spots available in each of the four divisions. So it's 350 in for Merriam, Osceola, Rio, or Eastern. You can buy as many as you want, Merriam, Rio, and Eastern, but Osceola, you can only buy two spots there because you can only legally get two birds in Florida. And legal, and I'll really highlight that. I say on the website, you can hunt any legal bird, any weapon, any season, any state, guided, unguided, public property. I don't care. Hmm. Any legal bird. We're all up against each other equally. Then you submit it. You will take any of the money winners. So first place wins $7,000 in each of those divisions.
Nice.
Pays 11 deep. So I'm paying $50,000 out for each one of those four divisions. And then place 12 through 22 wins is a free spot for next year. So I'm really excited about it. So there's never been a do-it-yourself hunt like this. There's never been anything to give away over $200,000 in cash. Most of the way they say giveaways, and it's like a $300 mouth call, or they put prices, crazy prices on the gear. The gear is important, but this is cash, and I'm going to be giving away gear. In fact, Huntworth is my title sponsor, Hunt Stand, Apex Ammunition, Foreplay, Turkey Calls. You know, so I've got some really good names backing me. I'm really excited about it. I'm, you know, starting to sell the spots. Season doesn't really get kicked off. April 1st is when they really start Georgia. You know, Mississippi and Florida start the 15th. I mean, the regular season, the main season of Florida. But anyway, I'm excited. It goes all the way till June 8th. As you know, Wisconsin, Maine, and Michigan are open until the first week of June. And then awards will be virtual awards on June 21st to give away a lot of cash to some lucky winners.
Okay. And this is scored using the National Wild Turkey Federation scoring criteria, the weight, the beard, and the spurs, like scoring a bird to enter in the NWTF records.
That's it. Exactly. And there's no multiple beards. It's the longest hair on the beard.
Okay.
Is it. So makes it easy.
Yeah. So my multiple beard birds, tough luck on that, right?
Tough luck.
I've shot a few of them, actually. Don't see them until the bird's down. But then, oh, my goodness, look at that. Four or five
that's
beards.
That's awesome.
Whatever. Yeah, it
is. Oh, that's
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. So which Foreplay box call are you using now?
I really like the Classic because it's got that flip hinge and it's got the magnet on the backside. So it can't rub anywhere because I'm a rubber band king. I mean, I have rubber bands on the stick shift in my car. I'll rubber band.
Yeah, I do too.
I won't pass one up on the road. I love it. But that Classic, the way that Brian made that to flip over and it clicks in the spot, it's just perfect.
Yeah, good. All right. And Huntworth has a new camo pattern. You haven't got it yet?
It's on the way. I'm really excited to get it. Of course, as you know, we talked about season's already started. And, you know, I've got my tarnin out here and I've blended in everywhere across the country perfectly and had them walk by. Heck, I was scouting the other day and I had one tom and 18 hens walk within 10 yards. And I was just sitting next to a tree.
Yeah.
I didn't expect them to come that close. I literally was sitting there with just my pants and jacket and didn't move a muscle. And they did not one putt, 19 birds.
Oh.
It was insane.
Yeah.
So, and you know how good it blends
that
in.
That stuff works. All right. Well, Jeff, we got to let you go. I suppose you got more hunts coming up, so you need to get a little rest if you know what that is. I think you just take a deep breath and kind of bolt through the season. That's the impression I have.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. 3 months to go.
All right.
Excited.
Well, thanks so much. We'll send folks to your new website, moreturkeys.com, and to your home website, tagitworldwide.com, and, of course, to Huntworth and Foreplay Turkey Calls. So thanks so much. Good luck, and we will catch up with you again this season.
Great. Thank you, sir. Talk to you later.
You're quite welcome. Jeff Buds, folks, from Florida. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Get ready for the season at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 28th to 30th. You'll find all the hunting products and top-notch gear at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Bushlight Trophy Deer Contest and learn from our industry experts. Even trick shooting with Byron Ferguson. Plus, see Twiggy the Waters King's Bro perform live. Get your discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Prices increase March 27th. Be sure to check out Tacticam, official cell cam of the Expo.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Police in Toronto are looking for three men who opened fire at a pub. Police Superintendent Paul McIntyre says at least 12 people were injured.
We've seen a lot of shootings over the years, a lot of video. You get a nerve to it to a certain extent, but tonight's shooting is horrible.
Russia has launched massive air and drone attacks against Ukraine, the BBC's James Waterhouse.
It was a night where we saw widespread Russian drone attacks, as Ukraine often does see. It's an eastern town called Dobropilia, where residential buildings were struck by several drones. At least 12 people have been killed.
New details emerging about the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife. Their bodies discovered February 26th.
Investigators were able to see security video of Betsy Hackman running errands on February 11th. She'd gone to the pharmacy. They went into her computer and they saw that she'd been emailing with people on the morning of February 11th.
CBS's Carter Evans. Gene Hackman died from heart disease and advanced Alzheimer's. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores!
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores! Badgers answer right back!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a slight chance of snow, then partly sunny and breezy. Highs in the low 40s, clear tonight, 23. Sunshine and breezy for Sunday with a high near 51. Gorgeous Monday, sunshine with highs in the upper 50s. 46 Tuesday.
Right now, it's 15.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is your water heater making that noise again? You know, the way it groans and creaks when it warms up. If your water heater is older than Stonehenge, you're in luck. You can enter Tri-City Service's oldest water heater contest for a chance to win a new water heater. It's easy to enter. Just go to calltricity.com. That's calltricity.com and fill out the form. The oldest one in the area wins. Anyone who enters will get $280 off a new water heater. You heard that right. That's $280 off a new water heater. Hurry. Contest ends March 31st, 2025. Again, to enter, go to calltricity.com and fill out the form. Update that prehistoric water heater for a new water heater with Tri-City Services. They're not comfortable until you are.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Open Season Sportsman's Expo is coming up March 28th through the 30th at Kalahari Resort in the Dells. And you can learn all about what's going on that weekend at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. And joining us now to talk about his seminar at this year's expo is Art Helen. He's a familiar name to Wisconsin deer and turkey hunters. He's been on our show a number of times. He's hunted for more than 30 years for most North American big game, but he specializes in turkeys and whitetails here in Wisconsin and elsewhere. He's a field staffer for a number of outdoor companies, and you've seen him and attended his seminars at trade shows, retail store events, and other venues. He's also an accomplished wildlife photographer and land management consultant. And if that's not enough, he and his wife Michelle have a TV show, Own the Season, and they've got a podcast now, too. You can find the schedule of Own the Season, which is on the Pursuit channel. You can find updates on that on their Facebook page, Own the Season TV. Well, Art, Helen, welcome back to Outdoors Radio. Thanks for joining us again.
You bet. It's always a good time to talk to you, and I'm always glad to be back.
Well, I'm glad to talk to you. And your seminar this year is on turkey hunting. The topic is shifting tactics based on the changing stages of the turkey season. Now, that's a mouthful, but you're talking about adapting your tactics to the bird, right?
Yeah. You know, seasons have changed here in Wisconsin. They've changed all over the United States. And some of it is, you know, the numbers of birds are on the decline in certain areas. And they've found out with research that some of these numbers are due to breeding seasons, to the weather conditions, and the way things have changed over the years. Because of that, and because they've shifted certain seasons later in the year, things have changed. You've had to look at how birds are, because you might not be hitting the same peak breeding seasons or the same dominant seasons, different things throughout those that you used to. So they may have changed, you know, 3 days or 5 days or up to a week in different states, and how those birds react to different things, different calls, different decoy sets, you know, where the birds are located, what routes they're running. Are they still in big groups, you know, looking at your hen groups and your tom groups, or have they split? And now what are they doing? For 40 years now, I've been guiding and hunting turkeys, and I keep a lot of notes and I document a lot of things. And I start usually, you know, with the youth seasons, even sometimes learn to hunt, which is actually coming back now after COVID, and we're starting to be able to run learn to hunt programs. So now doing that, you know, we even get to start earlier with those the first part of April. So you look at if I'm hunting from, you know, the first part of April through the end of May, you really get to see how these birds react to different things and how they change. And so because of all those days, that's what I kind of tailor my whole seminar around, not only, you know, monthly, but weekly. So breaking down first season, second season, third season, all the way through sixth season here in Wisconsin, and how they've changed over the last 40 years. And I mean, obviously they've changed over 40 years because I remember when it was only three seasons, each season was 5 days long and you only got to hunt until noon.
Yeah.
You know, now, you know, things are changing again, especially due to weather and other things. So that's what I've done is actually take everything that's happened over the years and I break that down. And because of the TV show, I get to look at so much footage too between what my wife and I get and our team gets, and I can break all that footage down and say, yeah, you know, they truly are reacting this way this season, not just for me, but for all these other team members too and all these people, and make notes of that and say, all right, they weren't doing this 5 years ago during this season, but they are now.
Uh-huh.
So how do we change that and what do we do?
Yeah, okay. Well, without giving your whole seminar away, what are some of the things you do?
Adaptive calling. Instead of being so aggressive during certain times of year, now it's, all right, play harder to get during these times of year. Other times of year, we're finding out that, you know, how do you call? You know, do you have to be more aggressive with that to get their attention? Using gobble calls and gobbling at certain times of the year work better than they do at different times of the year because they're in a whole different phase. You know, sometimes they might be in a breeding phase or a dominance phase. Others are just, you know, in that seeking phase, like deer. There's different things during the rut season with deer. There's your pre-rut, rut, and post-rut. It's kind of the same thing. There's a pre-breeding, breeding, and post-breeding season. And so you have to change those and look at that. And it's kind of like decoys. Decoys have changed so much over the years. Now they're so lifelike mm-hmm. that you can look at what season works best. You know, can I use a full-strut Jake or am I scaring birds away during that time?
Yeah.
So should I change those? Should I only use a half strut? Should I use a three-quarter strut? There's so many different things nowadays in technology, too, that help you become successful. The same with trail cameras. You know, I use trail cameras a lot to document everything. Well, that also changes, and I can see how each season changes and how they're reacting to certain things. So that's kind of what I do.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot. Do you think the birds themselves adapt or change not just because of the seasons or because of weather, but because of their interaction with hunters?
Oh, definitely. And there's some big studies that we could get into forever on the pressure. You know, people don't believe that turkeys are pressured like deer. And I can, you know, refer to a couple big studies down south where the hunting pressure from week one through week five and how it changed and how far those birds actually moved away from roads, moved away from that hunting pressure and came back after all that pressure and the seasons were over within 3 to 4 weeks. I think that pressure puts a lot on it. So that's why I think you really need to look at how to call, how to set up, and how to do these things and what my seminar is tailored around during each season so that you can hunt different seasons and not pressure those birds in a way that they don't know how to react to.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, we can't go into your whole seminar here, but I'm sure a lot of your seminar attendees will be experienced hunters. We meet new hunters every year, and I know you have a lot to do with introducing new people to hunting. And for those folks, it's all new, but for those of us who've been hunting turkeys for 10, 20, or like you and me, 30 or 40 years, what is the biggest mistake or mistakes that seasoned hunters tend to make nowadays?
I think a lot of it is we don't keep up with the changes. We don't keep up with how they change like that. And also taking out new hunters, taking out first-time youth, I get excited. So I still forget about some of the things that I teach in my seminars because I get excited. Yeah. I'm like, I have to catch myself and say, Art, don't do this because it's not going to work. I get too excited and I call too much or I push that bird or I try to move when I shouldn't move. Even though I know that I shouldn't do this, I'd still do it because that gobble still excites me after 40 years. That's why I do it. And if it doesn't excite you, then we need to look at doing something else. I think the biggest mistake is we don't listen to ourselves and all the experience that we really have. And so we need to have that reminder. And that's what that seminar, even for experienced hunters, it's nice to be reminded. And I even have people, like I do this for a living, and I still have people remind me, Art, and the biggest one is my wife when we're out there. She's like, Art, you tell people you can't do this. Why are you doing this?
Right.
Because I'm excited and I want to make it happen.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing, I think, is just getting reminded.
Well, it's refreshing to hear you admit that even after 40 years of chasing turkeys, you go, oops, and once in a while do something that doesn't work. And, you know, I've done the same thing. Well, we've got to let you go here. When are your seminars?
Friday at 3 p.m. on turkeys, Saturday at 11:15 a.m. on turkeys. They did throw in a land management seminar at 3 p.m. on Saturday, and then back to my turkeys on Sunday morning, or Sunday, I guess, early afternoon at 12:30.
All right, you'll be a busy guy. Well, Art, thanks so much. I know you've got a couple expos between now and then, but I will see you there, and you will be at your booth when you're not speaking, right?
Yes, I will.
All right, thanks so much.
You bet. You have a good day.
Thank you. Art Helen of Own the Season TV. He and his wife, Michelle, will be at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo. His schedule, as he mentioned, is posted on that website. That's openseasonsportsmansexpo.com. And you can learn about his TV show on his Facebook page, which is Own the Season TV. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Hey friends, Mark Zona, host of Zona's Awesome Fishing Show. Mark it on your calendar. The 2025 Milwaukee Sports Show, March 7th through the 9th, State Fair Park in West Allis. And here's the great thing. If you go to the show, make sure you register to win a fishing trip with me on Lake St. Clair. Hundreds of big smallmouth, tons of prizes, all expenses paid, but you got to go to the show to register. Again, the 2025 Milwaukee Sports Show. I'll see you there.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp, telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Get ready for the season at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 28th to 30th. You'll find all the hunting products and top-notch gear at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Bushlight Trophy Deer Contest and learn from our industry experts. Even trick shooting with Byron Ferguson. Plus, see Twiggy the Water Skiing's Bro perform live. Get your discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Prices increase March 27th. Be sure to check out Tecticam, official cell cam of the expo.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. Their in-house boat show is next week, March 12th through the 16th. They've got loads of new boats and some leftover 2024 models with great prices and rebates on some models. Find details on their website. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. And by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, March 28th through 30th at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells, opensportsmansexpo.com. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And several years of my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers we mentioned on this week's show, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio, where you can subscribe to our podcast and download episodes going back a year or so. Our show is also available on many platforms, including outdoornews.com/podcasts. On social media, you can find us at Hardwater Jeff and Dan Small Outdoors. And if you've got a permanent shanty still on the ice somewhere, better get it off soon because the deadline to remove them is already passed on some waters and the ice won't last much longer where it's still legal to have them out there. Check the DNR website or Wisconsin fishing regs for details. Next Saturday, March 15th, Raised at Full Draw presents a turkey hunting and call making seminar with master turkey caller and call maker Bill Emery at the Bloomer Rod and Gun Club in Bloomer. The seminar runs from 10 a.m. to noon. The cost is $10 and it's limited to 20 people. To register, visit raisedatfulldraw.com. Raisedatfulldraw.com. And if you happen to come across a bear den this winter, the DNR would like to know the location. Sows are still denned up with their cubs in most places. Researchers are looking at a number of factors, including litter size, survival rates, and more. So if you know of a den location, note the GPS coordinates, take a photo of the den site, and let the DNR know. Visit DNR website, keywords, bear dens for details. In September, you could join me at Ballard's Black Island Resort on the Canadian side of Lake of the Woods. We're going up there September 12th through the 16th. We can handle 20 people in all, so if you're interested, visit blackisland.com. Look for the Trips tab. You'll find my name there, and you'll get all the information you need to register if you want to join us. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. His next performance will be Friday, March 28th at the Harbor Table in Washburn. Come for the show at 4 p.m. Stay for the fish fry. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm will be back next week. Get outside this weekend. Come on down to the sports show and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
And the heron is fishing on one cold leg. When the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you. For
Locally grown radio, WFHR, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin actor Dan Davies. And then we talk a little fantasy baseball with WGBW's own Peter Van Doren. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Conexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. A deadly shooting in Newark, New Jersey.
Sound like a car accident. It went boom, boom, boom.
A police officer has been killed, a second officer critically injured. Here's CBS's John Diaz.
The New Jersey Attorney General's office saying this is a painful reminder of the sacrifices officers make. In a statement, they said, quote, "Our law enforcement officers put themselves in harm's way every day to protect our communities."
Police in Toronto, Canada, say a dozen people were injured in a shooting at a pub. Paul McIntyre is a superintendent with the Toronto Police Department.
The motive for the shooting right now remains unclear. We're chasing down all leads. I can tell you this was a brazen and reckless act of violence.
One of the shooting suspects appeared to have an assault rifle, the other two handguns. The suspects are still at large. Russia has launched massive air and drone strikes against Ukraine. The